flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawks back at it tonight. They cannot shoot the ball any worse than they did last night. I mean, seriously, they play Toronto tonight. They'll play Toronto again on Saturday. And, Mike, you know, we've been talking about this Hawks team and are they a legitimate contender when we talk about being a top four seed. We've been saying this, guys. There's literally a three-game difference
right
now from spot 7 in the Eastern Conference all the way up to the fourth spot, okay? It's not that big of a deal. It's not like they got to, you know, run down 7 or 8 games. They've beaten the Cavs twice. You've beaten Boston twice. You've beaten the best three teams in this conference and New York twice already. You know that they're capable. A 7-game series obviously is a different animal. But I also think last night, Mike, when you shoot 16% from three-point land, you're not going to beat anybody.
No. Now, you could argue they just burned that game tape, and that's just the ultimate outlier. And maybe they were preoccupied with getting to the arena or the cold weather or whatever. My pipe burst. I don't know. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that in any of the post game. But yeah, that was arguably the worst game of the season, shooting wise. This team is still getting outscored by just a tick under 3 points a game. So that they got to flip that out, because everybody else who's above them has, even, it's funny, the Pistons are literally just percentage half a point as far as difference between what opponents score and what they score. I thought the Pistons have done such a nice job of turning things around so quickly. You said watch out for Cade Cunningham. They had a bunch of worker bees that were doing the work, and there was physicality last night. I'm not saying you couldn't win a game in the playoffs, but it had a playoff like sense of, if you get pushed around in the paint, if you're giving up, you know, uncontested baskets and layups like they were, anybody starts just clanging stuff, you're just allowing these guys to get, you know, points in the transition. Just ugly stuff, man. So I would love to get one bigger body. You cool with trading Bogey if somebody would have him? Are you going to do a point of frustration with Bogey?
I am.
Having his worst shooting season as a Hawk?
Well, and I don't know what the reason is. You know, we talk about this all the time, right? When it was Kirk Cousins, we said, is he injured? Then we found out at the end of the season, he wasn't injured. So what's going on with Bogey? Is he tired? Is his body a little banged up? Is he tired? 0-for-9 from the field. He's missed his last 14 shots over 3-plus games. So it's anybody can have a bad game. But Bogey's been such a consistent shooter. What I'm telling you is, a 3-game stretch, and he hadn't hit a three. He's 4-for-29 from 3-point range. That doesn't make sense. Against the Knicks on Monday night in MLK game, Mike, he didn't knock down a three. He was 0-for-4. And we're like, okay, what's going on? I said it to begin the show. He's becoming a liability. I don't know. If you ask me right now, would I be more prone to maybe try to move on from Bogey or Capella? Because to your point, what are you going to get? The Capella thing, he's coming off the bench now. That's another game where he didn't start.
And Okongwu got banged up last night, too.
He did. And so you're seeing, you know, they're splitting minutes. But if you're caught up in who's starting.
Technically, it's 0-0.
Correct. I'm more about trading Bogey right now.
Yeah.
If you had to, you know, if you're going to make a move.
You know, the only reason, we said this earlier, if you guys remember, taking all the way back, and what happens when you've got a guy on an expiring contract? Well, usually you either move him like Al Horford. You should have moved Al Horford.
Right.
And maybe that goes back to the dysfunction of the front office back then. But you can't just generally let a guy walk and not get something for him. That's the logic behind it. So if you feel, now again, I'm not saying move Capella just to move him, but if you could get something for him that strengthens you in the front court, you have to give. It's not just going to be Clint. You're going to have to give draft picks.
Yes.
You're going to have to give. There might be somebody. There's untouchables. You said it. We're never moving Jalen Johnson. There's a bunch of guys you're not getting. DeAndre Hunter. Remember last year they couldn't trade DeAndre Hunter. Now this year you're not getting DeAndre Hunter.
And you're not trading Dyson Daniels.
No. He's been the secret sauce on the defensive side. Last night, though, he couldn't do anything with Cade. That was brutal against Cade Cunningham.
The concern is, and again, I'm making this correlation to Kirk Cousins. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Only because when we start talking about career low, season low,
not passing the eye test.
Bogey shooting 30% from three-point land. It's a career low from three-point land this season. So is that and we said this about Cousins. Oh, well, you know, he's going to snap out of it. Okay, well, maybe Bogey does. He's got a lot more games to do that. We know. But it's a little bit concerning, Mike. And I'll say this, too. Body language, man. The body language is not, I'm ready, I'm coming in, right. I'm gonna ball out, I'm going to help my team. The body language is almost like I'm not getting the minutes that I need to get. I don't know what's going on there. I just think there's something happening, and he's not producing the way
he should. Well, we always joke around. If it's a back-to-back, you know Bogey's not playing. I mean, we've always said he's got, like, we love the guy. I mean, he's one of our favorite interviews when we get a chance to talk to the dude.
He is.
But he just can't stay healthy. And 8 games in the month of January, he's shooting 23.9 from the arc.
That's not getting it done.
Man, that's like painful. So you get into, you know, what would be the market for Bogey? Your team needs a shooter off the bench. You know, that piece which kind of you complete me. That would be interesting to see. But, yeah, go back and look at it. He just doesn't remotely come close to playing the games you need him to play.
No.
And you said it. One of the cool things that was happening earlier this year was the fact that everybody was staying healthy. But look at him. I'm looking right now. 44, 63, 54, 79. A year ago, he played 79 games, which is great. But now this year, he's back to what his average has been. It's going to be less than 60.
It is. And that's the other concern. Long term. I mean, guys, our nucleus is still very young with Dyson and JJ. You start talking about guys, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23. You're trying to build around that. I just feel like right now, if you're going to get better, and this has reared its ugly head, Mike, at a terrible time. Like, we need Bogey to be scoring right now, and now he's in this slump. If I'm an NBA team, are you just you dismissing that? Because even if you had him on the block, if I'm another team that's interested in making a move with the Hawks, I'm looking at this going, what am I getting in return?
Right. And then I said to Carl to start the show, I don't know. I'm just saying. We've seen guys, he's 32, and he has a problem with, you know, staying healthy, and he played in the Olympics. So he had that extra wear and tear and all the work that went into that, and he was playing his butt off.
I do think
for
it's
Serbia.
Fair. We don't know, but I think it's fair.
We have seen other NBA players over 30 hit the wall or have issues in subsequent years coming off the Olympics.
Yeah, and then you're saying, well, what about LeBron? Well, LeBron's a different dude.
Right. By the way, the Lakers are in the same boat as we are, by the way. See, other teams score more points than them.
Yeah.
They've kind of been just, you know, just when you think they've turned the corner, they step back. Last night was a backslide. That's a backslide moment for the Hawks. Tighten that up.
Tighten it up. February 6th, by the way, 3 o'clock is the trade deadline. That's the date we'll be looking to. And I know it sounds like, oh, it's a few weeks away, guys.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Man, it was just January 1st. I told you this diet hadn't started yet. I mean, come on. You got to get on this right now. You can't be waiting in last minute and go, oh, February 6th, that's a few weeks away.
So February 6th, that when Black Ice is going to start carving it up?
No, man, I'm starting Monday, Mike. And by the way, I had half of this cupcake. Is anybody in here? I don't want to. It was I.
By the way, I was talking real quick. I got to give a shout out. Oh, I should have started the show with this because we were having fun. So, Carl, we wore this outfit last Saturday on FanDuel Sports, and it was commented by Oren, who's back at the ranch. It was a unique look. Carl, you know, your own style. That's what I love you, man. So, you had the sport coat, had the 3-quarter zip, and you had those yellow shades on, man.
Yeah.
And so my boy Dimitri at the gym.
They are prescription glasses.
My boy Dimitri at the gym today said, yo, man, what's Black Guy's going to rock next? Turtleneck with a vest?
Good. You know what? Y'all tune in. You tune in Saturday and you see for yourself.
Hey, Oren, it's going to be a vest, but it's going to be the vest with no shirt underneath. Just the vest by itself.
Oh, I'm gonna let my hamburger meat show, huh?
Hey, man, Oren, should we see Carl? We got to get Cam Newton on the horn and get one of Cam's hats.
Oh,
I want to see Carl rocking one of those lids.
I love Cam's hats, man. Here's the deal. Not everybody can rock those hats.
No. I'm not sure Cam can at times.
This is not a knock on Cam, but like you got to have a sizable noggin to rock those. And that's
a big head.
You got to have a dome. And that's not a knock on Cam. Just you got to have something to fill that hat with.
You got to have like a Tommy Lee Jones size, like basketball head to do that, man. You're right. The big star actor's got the big heads.
Hey, man, hit us up. We want to know what you think about the Hawks, 404-726-0929. The trade deadline, as we approach, we'll be getting more information about who's on the block. But I think our man Brian Geltzeiler came on yesterday and said, if you could go get Zach LaVine and add that scoring.
Yes.
Right? Because we do have picks to
give
up.
I like that idea.
I do, too. And you give up some picks and maybe make a move with somebody on your bench or your team that you're willing to part ways with. To me, that improves the Hawks tremendously heading into the playoffs and certainly down the stretch.
Do you have any problem? Whatever picks we have, do you have a problem moving for? I mean, they're so negligible at this point.
Well, remember, we fussed, and rightfully so, because it wasn't worth it. But we fussed about the 3 picks for DeAndre, DeJounte Murray. We got those back. right? In the Dyson deal, we ended up getting a couple of picks back. So all of a sudden now, to your point, Mike, and again, I hate to say this, like, unless you got the number one overall pick and it's Wimby,
no, I mean,
those guys don't come in and help you immediately.
Utah and Phoenix traded, and it was like a 2031 pick. Like, yeah. I couldn't even, as you like to say, where the hell am I going to be in 2031?
And nobody knows. But yeah. But I also think for Phoenix, they're trying to stockpile
Correct.
Picks to move Bradley Beal. That's what that's about. I think they want to say, we'll not only trade Beal, we're willing to give you these picks.
Get them off the books.
Yeah, along with it.
And Jimmy Buckets, apparently, while we're talking some NBA, he gets suspended, also missed the plane. Apparently, there was a reschedule with some weather. Everyone's saying, like, he didn't miss no friggin' plane. He knew what time the plane was leaving. That's a blank U to Riles. Pat Riley can't wait to get rid of him. But that situation is just...
How does this thing get so sour, by the way?
It started, you know, and I said this to you a million times. When he was playing in Minnesota, the time in Chicago... He was a guy that you seem like a tough guy in attitude. You know, the famous story goes to the Sixers, basically tells them all in the locker room, you guys are a bunch of losers. You know, I kind of like what he reps. I thought, you know, because a lot of guys would just shut it down the year he had the bad knee,
yep.
But he helped Minnesota. And that's a long time ago, but he's just become, I don't know, maybe Miami, you play in Miami long enough, you become a black hole. I don't know. Talk to Tyreek Hill. I don't know.